one here in a minute.
Bye, Mike. For a minute. Seven Up says you are unreal. I agree.
Yo. This is why nah. Clef refuge. Rise well. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my
breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family doesn't get out on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to get whoever out we need to.
Thank you.
doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Don't you hear the pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never had a cent, I'd be as rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Everything is all good, all good.
Got my money. Got my honey. I don't think you need a lot more than that.
Oh. Hey, Patty just sent us some love. She said, thanks so much for playing those songs for her.
Oh, our pleasure. Patty, share this station with your friends, okay? And we want more of you to come in and chime in. We really want the audience. Hey guys, we will play your picks, right? As long as it's not some crazy stuff. There's certain music we do not play. Okay? That is...
Nothing evil. Nothing evil.
Thank you. That's it. Other than that, we'll play it. Okay? No.
And we'll put your... Let me get the finger... Because this is all backwards here. And we'll put your pictures up too.
Yeah, send it to us.
Here we go. Yeah, send us your pictures.
Yeah.
You got pictures of sunsets and your pets or just anything that's like really colorful. Please send it in to William. We'll put it up here.
We'll put it up. And you know what? As a matter of fact, if you guys are on Facebook or you're on LinkedIn or Twitter, right? Mike often changes the background, the scenery. And it's amazing. It's really, really good stuff. Okay. Check it out. StudioWBuzz.com. Mad Mike and Wild Will. This is a thing, folks. It's a happening. Guess what? It's happening right now. And we try to bring you the best, maybe uplift you, bring some joy, some laughter, get you guys up dancing a little bit. Okay. Some of us need to exercise, right? Dancing is a really good way to do that. Sing and you'd be amazed how it would enhance, you know, right? We talk about how music impacts our minds, right? And I think it's underrated, Mike. It's really underrated. It's something that's always happening. Think about this. A movie without music, they don't work well.
Might work, but it certainly is something that adds to the totality of the movie itself. I mean, can you think of listening to Top Gun without the music?
No, just go to local TV. They always incorporate music, and there's a reason why. Because those people who are into marketing, they realize how music enhances their product. Commercials.
It's the seasoning on your.
That's it.
Your dinner.
Yes.
Your dinner. The seasoning that you add to your meat, your vegetables, whatever it is. This music can be the seasoning for that, and just it expands exponentially what you're trying to create, whether it be what you're listening to or what you're eating.
Appreciate what you have. It's the in some ways it can be the season on your life.
Well, that's what Cece was talking about earlier today.
Wow. Daddy Love, Halsey. Thanks, partner. Great song.
My pleasure.
Great song. And it tastes like Jack when I'm kissing him. So I told him that I never really liked his friends. And he's gone and he's calling me a bitch again. It's a guy that lives in a garden state. And he told me that we make it till we graduate. So I told him that the music will be worth the wait. But he wants me in the kitchen when it's dinner plate. I believe that we're meant to be. But jealousy, get the best of me. Look, I don't mean to frustrate, but I always make the same mistakes, yeah. Always make the same mistakes, cause I'm bad in love, ooh, ooh. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one, ooh, ooh. That could finally fix me, looking at my history. I'm bad.
got a girl with California eyes, and I thought that she could really be the one this time. But I never got the chance to make her mine, because she fell in love with little thin white lines. London girl with her attitude, we never told no one, but we look so cute. Both got way better things to do, but I always think about her when I'm driving through. I believe that I'm in too deep. Jealousy, get the best in me. Look, I don't mean to frustrate, but I always make the same mistakes. Yeah, always make the same mistakes, cause I'm bad in love. Ooh, ooh. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, ooh. That could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad. I know that you're afraid. I'm gonna walk away. It's time to feel and face. You know I'm bad in love. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, that could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad.
Secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets.
Mad Mike.
In your garden.
Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
I want to read you. Your deepest feelings, I wanna make it right for you, baby. Show me, let me share the mystery. Oh,
come on.
Listen to your heart tonight.
Got the secret key to you, baby. Let's make music harmonize the ecstasy.
Come on
and sing it to me.
Come on, I can keep you safe.
song.
I'll take good care of you. That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all the time. Let your hair down. Let me get you in the mood. Take me with you. Jam. Oh, this is like a Babe Ruth. You just knocked that one out of the park. Look, I'm serious. Mad Mike and Wild Will, and we are serious, folks. We're bringing this thing coast to coast around the globe. Mike. 7 Up just sent me 8 laughing emojis with tears running down her face.
Thanks, 7 Up.
Oh my God. And I know I have other comments here too. So man, I'm having so much fun. I love this show. Mad Mike and Wild Will.
How well does 7 Up know you?
So repeat the question.
How well does 7 Up know you? Have you been listening to you for a long time?
A long time.
Really?
Yeah.
So
is, I know you know. No, you're gonna say something crazy right now. I know you are, but go on. I had to put that.
Does 7 Up know what an egomaniac you are? What a narcissistic person you are?
Oh, no, Mike, no.
What?
Narcissistic what? Is not me.
Hey, listen. Listen, don't let him fool you. You know how William changes a light bulb? I'm going to tell you how William changes a light bulb.
I'm going to start the music, Mike.
He gets a light bulb, he puts it up in the socket, and he waits for the rest of the world to turn around him.
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to figure out.
So I'm right.
They haven't figured this stuff out yet, Mike.
Glad you're with us, 7 Up. Thank you.
Love it. Mike. Mad Mike Wild Will. I love this show. I hope you guys love it. I'm having so much fun.
It's so too fast.
StudioWBuzz.com. Mad Mike, Wild Will, coast to coast. Mad Mike, Wild Will, coast to coast.
Here.
Mad Mike. Mad Mike.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm having so much fun. I'm having
a blast. This goes so fast. You know, we might have to start extending this to maybe 4 hours instead of just three.
Hey, Mike.
There's certainly enough music out there.
There's so much music out there. Now, you have to understand, the CEO and I have, you know, a close relationship. And we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And me and the CEO, we get on and we are involved. But you're right. 3 hours, man. I can't believe it. I've got more of your songs. I got more of my songs. And so that's why I did a back-to-back. I did a triple play. I did a quadruple play. Because we want to get the music in, folks. And Mad Mike and I, we all talk about this. We love music because of the value that it brings to our lives. It enriches. If you got really good music, talk, conversation, and laughter, that's important, Mike.
I play music all day long when I'm home. Man. There's always a stereo going. And I've got some Horatius speakers in here that like commercial grade stuff. It's like, oh yeah, let's rock it.
Oh, rock it, bro. And then we do more than that, man. I'm going to do this, Mike. The Boomerang Radio Show. I can't wait to have you back on the Boomerang Radio Show for a special. And I want you to comment again. I knew you did it earlier, you know, during the broadcast.
All right.
Okay. But the importance of this show that we have coming up on January 8th, please, talk, expound. Hey, brother. Please.
Okay. So, you know, I've been really silly all night and if I hope it didn't offend anybody, we like to have fun here in case you're just tuning in. We like to have fun here,
but this is serious, Right.
So the Boomerang Show on the 8th is an expansion of what we started earlier in the month of December, which was it was supposed to be a program based on personal safety, situational awareness, for you and your family during the holidays. But you should be aware of personal safety and all of that during every day. So when you're taking your children to school, when you're going to work, when you're coming home, when you're vacationing, when you're driving on the roads,
how shopping, much do you think shopping about,
what's that
shopping
oh yeah shopping
oh
especially well the whole Christmas thing was around shopping, and then once you bring your presents home or whatever, and then you take the boxes from your 72 inch big screen and you set it out there next to the trash, what do you think the criminals see? They know you got a brand new 70-inch TV. So there's ways to guard against being a victim. And that program that I wrote for the department was Refuse to Be a Victim. So I really would like to share that with all of you in a larger format than we were able to do earlier this month.
Right.
Because it covers so many areas of your life. So if you want to learn how to look after, protect yourself from evil, because there's good and evil in this world. If you want to learn how to protect yourself from evil in some simplistic ways, I learn these things from other people and I want to share them with everyone. And again, I'll mention one candle doesn't lose anything by lighting another. So I'm going to share it with all of you. And I expect all of you, if you tune in and listen to it, to share it with your friends and your family, even people you don't know. If you meet them somewhere, hey, I learned this today about how people stalk people and how there's gang stalking going on and what people do to get into your house when you're not there and the locks that you have on your doors and all of that. Again, it's a long program, but we can do it. As William mentioned, we can do it in multiple steps. We'll take
baby steps. That's right, brother.
Do a couple hours here, a couple hours there, and I'll keep sharing the knowledge that I was very fortunate to learn. And I accumulated it all and I put it into one package called Refuse to Be a Victim. And I'm still adding to it, even though I'm retired. I still add to my refuse to be a victim program because of cybercrime, because of the internet, because of the evil people have found out how to get involved in your life and steal your identity.
Right.
So if you want to protect yourself, your family, your loved ones, tune in on the 8th and we'll just keep going from there.
We are, Mike. Thank you. Because Mike, I'm telling you, this is so important to me personally. And I don't have any, immediate family members that are victims, anything like that, but it's important to me because of what this station is all about. Yes, folks.
Sharing knowledge.
Yes, right, brother. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, education.
Yep.
And that's in our mission statement, Mike. And we're going to talk about some other things that you and I, and Warren, your brother, Warren talked about off air, at a later time, right? We'll talk about that when it's ready for us to talk about it. And there's something else. I'm really excited. Ladies and gentlemen, please share with your friends this station because we like to play music, but we have a very serious mission. And
yes, we do.
Very serious. And we're going to talk about that at a later date. So, Mike, oh, I can't believe, man. Oh, my goodness. We got a few minutes left to go in this show. But on my behalf and my partner's behalf, Mike Ward, I love you, brother. You're a special guy. You're crazy.
Love you too,
you're insane, but you're one of a kind. If you knew this guy the way I knew him, man, you would love him too. I'm serious. And guess what? The audience is catching on.
I like to say I've got a big heart because I believe I really do.
I know you
sometimes
do.
Sometimes I got an empty head. So I got a big heart and an empty head.
Don't believe that I've had. There's nothing empty about his head, okay? Mike, be quiet for a minute. Don't start now.
You have to go sit in the corner.
I had to.
You have to go sit in the corner.
Yes. 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 and we're back. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
So somebody slept through our show. I won't tell you who slept through our show.
The star.
Yeah. Oh, so this one slept through our show.
He decided to wake up.
And all of a sudden he decided to wake up.
Guinness, you're fired. Guinness, we're going to have to fire you, Guinness.
Oh, now you're in trouble. What do you think about getting fired?
Yeah, Guinness. Oh.
You okay with getting fired? Rue. Ooh, I don't think he's happy about that. He was doing the Donald Trump on you. You're fired.
You're fired. Guinness.
Ooh, no. Hey, what do you think about 7-Up, Rue? Oh, you like 7-Up. Oh, okay. Not thrilled with William, but he likes 7-Up.
You know what? I think Guinness likes 7-Up too. I heard a different tonality in the bark when you brought up 7-Up. Okay. Mike,
he slept through the whole show. You know that?
Oh, I can't believe this. Oh my God. Hey, Mike, you're right though.
So much for man's best friend, huh?
This is a fast 3 hours of radio. Hey, Mike, so, let's talk. I'm going to give you a call in about 3 minutes. Okay.
I don't think I'm available.
I'm calling you anyway. I'm calling you anyway. I don't care if you're available or not. Folks.
Check my day planner.
Yeah, I got a day planner for you. I'm calling you.
I might have to check my night planner as well.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm calling. Okay. You know, I'm going to call you. So
now, you know, I got to plan my nights, because.
Oh Lord Jesus. Okay.
I got to plan my nights. You know, my ex-wife, she told me at one point, she said, you know, you have to do something about your erectile dysfunction. You have to do something to fix your erectile dysfunction. So I did.
What was that?
Her name is Candy.
Oh Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the showstopper, Mad Mike and Wild Will.
Yeah, we might have to go.
Hey, Mike, I'm calling you, brother. I'll call you in about 3 minutes. We need to talk.
As long as you don't call the pro on me, I'm okay.
I'm calling you direct. Ladies and gentlemen, another Wild Mad Mike and Wild Will broadcast. Wow. Love you guys. Oh my goodness. You can't make this stuff. You can't make this up. You cannot make this stuff up. No.
You're gonna show up at my door with a warrant. I know it. I just know it. They're going after me and Trump. Holy smoke.
I don't think you're in that much trouble.
Oh, you don't even know. The statute of limitations on some of my stuff has not run out yet. And the witness protection program's not protecting me all that much.
Hey, bro. I got your back, bro.
I got your front.
Love you, man. Bye, Mike.
Love you, William. Hey, thanks everybody that's out there listening in, and hope you're okay with our silliness and having a good time and playing good music.
Well, guess what? We can't take it back.
Thursday is all I can say. Hey, before I go. Before I go, if you're in the San Bernardino area, by the way, cause I know some of your listeners are, I usually play some big venues for New Year's. But I handed all those off to some of my partners that use my sound equipment stuff, because there's a very small little venue in Highland and it's been there forever. And when you talk brick and mortar, it's really brick. red brick and mortar.
I believe it.
It's a beautiful little place. It's been there forever. And I mean ever. And it's called The Bell.
Where?
And the Bell is spelled B-E-L-L-E, The Bell. And you can find it on Facebook. And the owners and the management of it are friends of mine. And they said, Mike, please, could you do something? We had a live band coming in and they canceled in the last minute because the band members are all sick, which I get. I understand all that.
Right.
So again, I passed all my large stuff off to friends of mine that are DJs and KJs. And I'm going to play this very small little venue called The Bell up in Highland. So if you're in the area and you want to come on in and introduce yourself to me, I'll buy you a drink. And we're going to play great music, and I'm going to do karaoke, which
I wish I was there, brother.
They've got wonderful singers there that have been there for literally decades, and they're really good. Dang. So anyway, you've got nothing to do New Year's Eve, and you can drive safely.
If William was there, I would steal the house. I would take it.
I'd have to break the microphone.
Okay, you can do whatever you want to do. Bye, Mike.
Bye, William.
Hey, I'm calling you in 2 minutes.
Okay. Make it 2.5.
3.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
All right. Love you guys.
Smile. got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life.